So good evening, my creamy cupcakes. This is the Candid Show, brought to you by host Sriram. I'm Krishna. With me is my co-host today. So once again, we are back today again to discuss a little bit of a difficult topic even for us to talk about. So we've done plenty of research on this topic. And also on a side note, we are available now on WordPress also. So we've successfully created a free WordPress account for our podcast. So we'll probably be posting some of the blogs or the things which we talk about on in the form of blogs also. So we'll provide the link of the blogs also in the YouTube description. So make sure read it to the blog as well, because we kind of write the blog in a primary notion of kind of giving you a concise description of what we actually talk. So we'll provide the description of that in the YouTube description as well. So kindly please check that out as well. So today we are going to be talking about feminism. So the main idea of feminism, or like the core values of feminism, is primarily to kind of give women equal rights and equal participation and equal importance in all social and economic spheres. And I think this is we primarily wanted to talk about this because I think feminism right now is definitely has very active participation, because I think both men and women right now are actively participating in being a feminist. And I think people's notions about feminism have definitely changed a bit, although I'm not entirely sure whether the entire population agrees with me, because I think this is something which we all should talk about, because again, equal women, having equal women's rights, is very important for the development of any country. So that is why we decided to talk about this topic today. So there is this little misunderstanding about what feminism actually means, because I think some people have this misconception, or kind of this misunderstanding of the two words called sameness and equality. So Krishna, what do you think? Like, is there some sort of misunderstanding? Because I think people do not clearly understand the definition of these two words, and they completely misunderstand the definition of feminism. What do you think these words mean actually?
So to speak about feminism, as you told, it is about completely, it's about the core value of feminism is about equality of rights and opportunities to women as it is available to the men. So at this time, it is mostly misunderstood with the word sameness, where we, as you told, that sameness and equality are completely two different words in terms of feminism. So like in terms of feminist movement, where most of the people think that under sameness, we can discuss about most of the people think about the same physical quantities as men and women are. They differ in the physical appearances, where the women doesn't have a strong physical appearance, or like they are weaker while compared with men. So like due to this physical appearance, most of them think that we shouldn't provide equal rights to women. So that is misguiding kind of understanding. So like that is mainly misunderstood by most of the people who are against feminism these days. So we can also see that equality is about giving the opportunity to equal opportunity as men, so to the women. And later on in this episode, we are going to discuss about why most of the people kind of oppose feminism, or like why do they fear feminism, when we come at a point where equality completely is given to the women as men. So like men also fear they'll lose of their authority or say in over things. So we can also see that most of the modern day feminists kind of actually both women and men, I am saying that both of them kind of actually participate in the social issues, including rape culture and slut shaming, or any other kind of a social issue, where we can see that most of them kind of participate in all these kind of social issues nowadays in social media and other platforms. We can see that speaking about feminism and feminists, we can see that these words are seen as a negative notion, where the feminists kind of come out rude and argumentative when they express their opinions freely in the public. So due to this reason, most of the people who support the feminist movement don't label themselves as a feminist. So like due to the fear that society will think them in a negative way, so like they don't label themselves as feminists.
And also, and, Krishna, I think a fact which you should kind of note here is that most people kind of say that as you already pointed out, that most of these feminists, or at least people assume that feminists, are rude and kind of like very argumentative, in the sense that they are very bold to talk about things. They don't kind of respect people's opinions. Some of these people have notions like these. So to make you understand, I think the main reason why women, or in the sense feminists, have this kind of a mindset is mainly because I think for years together they have been oppressed, and their voices have not been heard. They were completely suppressed in the society. They did not have any say whatsoever in any social, economic or political sphere whatsoever. Even they were kind of forced to have certain established gender roles according to social and political norms. Therefore, they had minimal to no participation in any kind of societal event. So this is finally time for them, or most women feel that their voice has to be heard to a community or a group of people. So that is why feminists are kind of bold and authoritative, in the sense that they want a group of people to listen to them. So yeah.
So yeah, as you told that everything is due to the society, right? Yeah, everything we discuss or every opinion we share in the social platform, may it be our rights or something else, they will treat ourselves, or like they will see that we are rude or argumentative, or we are kind of having a negative notion over certain issues. So like society is the deciding thing where we have to be careful, and while we express our opinions. So feminism is something that is very important nowadays, and we can see that equality, other than equality, we are discussing about a number of things. So like providing equal rights to women is the only notion of feminist movement. But most of the feminists and non-feminists kind of clash between the other kind of unwanted discussions where equality doesn't even take place. So we can also see that why most of the people fear is that one reason mainly is that men may lose their say over something, or like they will lose their authority over something. And coming to the job side, where it is the most important part we have to discuss about the problems faced by the non-feminists is that they think that while equal rights are given to women, they think that their jobs will be get replaced, or the amount of women working in a certain company or a certain organization will get increased, and the men will gradually lose their job due to the equality given to the women. So that is also a very major reason why they fear feminist, or like feminism is not something good to them.
And so, also, and Krishna, on a side note, as you told about feminism, about non-feminists kind of being scared that they lose their jobs, that is actually kind of a very vague and a blunder kind of an idea, because actually right now there is a severe amount of sexism going on in workplace, especially because I think there is a we need height feminism is needed at a very high level, especially in workplace areas, just because I think there is severe kind of inequalities or imbalances in the power kind of things which are observed in a workplace, especially. And obviously equal salaries are not being paid to women, and obviously in to rise to a very high level, it is very difficult for women, especially in the workplace atmosphere. So sexism also has some sort of role to play in this, I guess, in connection with feminism. Yeah,
Shiram, and moving on to the next topic we are going to discuss is about we can classify different type of people mindset, like most of the people. So like thousands of people think that feminism is not something that is good. So like gets their opportunities away and gets their authority away. So that those are one type of people, and we can see that most of the people believe that we are already in a situation where we give equal rights both to women and men. So, and we can categorize another group of people as that they say that I am a feminist and I support the feminist movement and I believe in the equal rights of men and women. So these are the classifications, and the last type of classification we can see is that we can see that most of the people kind of support the feminist movement, but they won't label themselves as a feminist. So these are the categories we can group the feminism into. Yeah,
as you told, Krishna, I think the modern day feminist, or at least the current aim of modern day feminism, is primarily to combat a lot of these social issues, especially like rape culture, for example. And there is a lot of victim shaming, also a lot of slut shaming going on around in the society, and also the unrealistic body standards which women are forced to kind of have to satisfy the society in some terms, I guess. So there is just a lot of the societal issues going on right now which is relevant to the current era of the 21st century. So I think the current modern day feminists are definitely kind of very progressive, I would say, because I think it is not, feminism is not as it was, at least not in the, not like it was before 10 or 20 years ago, because now I think men have developed that certain amount of maturity to accept women into all of the social, economic, political spheres. I think all men have had that maturity, have that, not all men, obviously, there are a few people, few men who still do not want to give up their patriarchal and authoritative positions. And for those kinds of men, I think they would definitely change. I definitely think there will be change in the future, but I think it is definitely going to be a very, very slow one. Yeah, so that is kind of like my idea on the current modern day feminism and what it kind of focuses on. Yeah.
Yeah, Shiram, and the main question I want to ask you is that do you think there will be a point where by considering the fact that I'm asking the question is that by considering the fact that we are not at a situation where we give equal rights to women, so do you think there will be a time where equal rights to women will be given, so like women will get all the equal rights and opportunities in each and every field, so like do you think that stage will occur in the near future?
So yeah, definitely a very good question, Krishna. So the, I think the answer would be is that, yeah, I think there is going to be a point in time where equality of all both genders is definitely going to be an achievable goal. I can definitely see that at some point in the future, because as I already told you, some men are already kind of like very, very mature. Some men have also started to openly being accepted as feminists right now, even after the backlash that society gives them. So yeah, I think the men have definitely matured, and I'm definitely sure that a change is definitely there. A change is definitely in store. And I hope for the very best that there is equality for all genders, and women have a fair share to say, have a fair share to represent in all spheres of life. So yeah, that will be the end of this episode, guys. So this was relatively a short discussion. So we wanted to cover only the things which were important. So we kept the discussion up to point right now. So yeah. So if you want to listen to this episode, go to Spotify and follow us on Spotify also, and make sure you comment and subscribe on our YouTube channel also, and we have a website also, as we already told you, so we'll give the link of the website in the description also. So if you have anything which you want to say to us, or if you have any kind of recommendations for us, things to speak on, please drop your emails and your name in the website which you have provided in the description, so we'll probably reach out to you and we'll talk about the topics which you need. So yeah, that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.